T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is brand new Jason Mraz.
Nice.
Pretty cool. I can't believe you went to the bathroom in 1 minute and 30 seconds.
Yep, Vinny. I live with men in my house. Had to get in and get out and get ahead.
She's the able fastest to pee. I know.
She's able to pee with her pants on.
That's incredible. That's professional.
Sometimes I swear, Rin and I'll go.
Yeah, we
to
go
the
at
bathroom.
The same time. Yeah. And as soon as I'm like ready to go, I hear the toilet flushing on the other side of the wall. And I'm like, did she just already? What the?
Dang.
Crazy.
You know how our boss listens to music so freaking loud it sounds like a concert in the corner office?
Our office shakes.
The first time I heard this song, he was jamming it. Mm-hmm. Crank this up. Sounds so good.
And he'll listen to songs over and over again. I remember the first time I heard this song, I was like, yeah, let's talk about stars we fantasize about when we're alone.
Okay.
Yes, that alone time. It's very important to love yourself, and some of us do it more than once a day. Right, Vin?
What?
And when I say us, you know who I mean. You know who I'm talking about.
I don't. All right, go on.
According to a new survey, these are the celebrities we fantasize about the most. So let's divide men and women. So let's go with you guys. Would you guys like to volunteer when you're alone? Who would you fantasize about celebrity-wise?
Okay, so
hey, you probably fantasize about your girls, but, you know,
course.
Let's talk about
pretty
celebrities here.
All I can think about, it's mm-hmm. hard to right. switch it up.
Yeah. Any names, boys?
There's a ton
right,
of names.
Name,
although
name
I normally think about sort of normal type people, but if I'm thinking celebrities, Sofia Vergara is one.
Okay.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
You know who I used to love, and this is gonna so date me. I loved Elle Macpherson. It's been a while since I've thought about her, but
yeah.
No
She's
doubt.
Still looking fine too.
Yeah.
Fine.
What
fine,
about you?
Fine, girl, you fine.
I think about J Law, yes, sometimes.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence?
Yeah, she's super.
That means Jennifer Lawrence is on the list.
I'm sure she is. Have you seen those pictures?
I have.
You know what I like about her? She's very girl next door. She isn't really like, you know, all made up and
right.
model-y, I guess.
Just hella cute. Yeah. I could see that, the girl next door. Hey, Hooman?
I want to tell Vinny good news. Elle Macpherson just got divorced.
So I have a chance.
You have
is
a chance. She got divorced in 2017.
I think she goes with billionaires, so I don't think
I
have a chance.
Yeah, I think
chance,
that was her
actually.
Last boyfriend. Right.
Well, back in the day, she didn't hold up as well as Elle Macpherson, but I was a big Stephanie Seymour fan. I know she's not on the list, but.
No, she's not.
But I love
anyone current though.
I love Charlize Theron.
Okay,
is she on the list?
She's not on the front list. No.
Oh.
For the guys, the most popular choice for they call it a game of 5-on-1. Hey,
what? Is
Beyonce?
What's the
okay?
Oh.
You know, 5-on-1. You got me now?
I don't got you.
You didn't see her hand motion. She just did either.
I said and then
Oh.
5-on-1, baby.
All right.
I got 5 on it.
All right.
So Beyonce is on the list. Jennifer Lawrence.
Is that what they mean when they're singing that song?
No.
No.
Five on is about weed, Vinny.
No, for sure not. That's
what?
On it.
Oh, man, you're fast. I got 5
I got
on it. Means,
5 on it.
Meaning to pay half of a dime bag with another person.
All right, so it's not.
Or a quarter of a dub sack.
Well, you're screwing up my references.
Go.
Okay. Go on. You're saying
all right, most popular choices.
Beyonce,
Jennifer Lawrence, Kim K. Makes
the
list.
You know what? I've watched that video before.
Keep going.
Taylor Swift and Kylie Jenner makes the list.
Yeah, that's not.
I've honestly never Taylor Swift, never Kylie. Who Jenner?
Kylie Jenner.
Never,
she's
no.
the youngest one.
Mm-mm.
All right, so we're talking about stars that people fantasize about when they're alone. For women, Brad Pitt, Johnny Depp, Chris Hemsworth, Tom Cruise. Lastly is Chris Pratt.
Anyone on that list ever make it into your dreams?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
It seems weird. There was a time when there were always sort of it people that took over the general pop culture energy. And it would be like a Pam Anderson or a Farrah Fawcett.
Sure.
Or there was always sort of that one. And we just, I don't know why, what the deal is. Maybe it's the internet. So we're not just shoved, what, like one person doesn't
who's ever
just
on the cover
over.
Of that
right.
magazine or
and so
whatever.
Now it's so diversified.
With all
you
the
don't,
platforms.
You don't have that same kind of one person is
go-to,
general
yeah.
consensus,
right.
the hot person.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I don't all those that you read, but that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, I'm not into any of these guys, really. Chris Pratt's okay. He's cute.
I bet you if, not that we'd want to talk to young people about what they're doing mm-hmm. with thinking of with when they're alone, but I bet you we wouldn't know the people they name.
You're probably right. They're probably people they see off of YouTube.
Bryn, you ready?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
All right, let's talk about Mason Ramsey.
Oh, the Yodel boy.
Speaking of people we don't know about.
I was thinking Ramsey, like Game of Thrones.
Well.
That kid's been everywhere lately.
Vinny, I know you love yodeling.
I don't. I'm not a fan.
Hey, Jane said that he would never have to talk about yodeling. Wasn't that a thing, Vinny?
Sure. What's this?
Just some random yodeling. Yeah.
All right.
I think, remember, on your birthday card, Vinny, we all said things you don't have to do. I think Jane, on your birthday card,
promise
said something.
Promise me no yodeling.
Yeah.
That's all right, though. Go on, Hooman.
All right. Sorry, I thought you wanted to drink this in, but I guess not. So this kid, Mason.
You did, huh?
Yeah.
I'd want to just listen. Let me turn this up in the headphones.
Yeah. I mean, come on. That's
I like it.
That's impressive.
I like it.
So what's crazy about this song here uh-huh. is this girl's 12 years old yodeling right now.
Oh, that sounds like a boy.
All right.
Super
music
cute.
To my ears. So this kid, Mason Ramsey, who uh-huh. became famous after yodeling at Walmart, he just racked up 600,000 streams on Spotify. And those numbers swelled over the weekend, and now he's at 2.13 million streams. And he is now the most streamed country song globally on Spotify.
Oh, how funny.
Okay, so did he get paid on that, though? Because if it's coming off of a YouTube video, he's probably not even getting paid, is he?
Oh, unless no. there's advertising, perhaps.
Yeah.
Which they might have signed him up. He was just at Stagecoach over the weekend. You know, the big concert?
He was?
Yeah, yeah. He was at Coachella as well.
He opened for somebody, didn't he?
Yeah.
So,
can't remember who.
The other thing that's interesting is... he yodels a specific song by Hank Williams called Lovesick Blues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the first one, I think, right?
So now that song is like number two because everyone's like, oh, what's the original?
Mm.
So he's helping Hank out as well. But yeah, he's also... Vinny, your thoughts?
It's just terrible. I just hate it. Hold your note, son.
So he just performed at Stagecoach.
Yeah.
And he's now number one on iTunes.
Hilarious.
I like seeing kids, like, imagine, maybe he's just too young to even know. Imagine you become that popular that fast without having ever experienced television, big stage. He's not even been on, he was... singing in a Walmart.
Yeah.
Right.
He's never been on a huge stage.
But I will mm-hmm. say this. When I see people performing outside of a Walmart or the Metreon or wherever, like, I feel like that takes a tremendous amount of guts.
Sure.
You
sure.
know?
I'd
right?
agree. I agree with
That's
you.
That's tough.
Yep.
But inside the Walmart in an aisle, too? It's so funny. Have you heard his new song?
All right. Let's hear this.
This is a joke. Are you about to play a joke?
No. He actually signed with a label from Nashville.
Oh.
So he's a big deal now. Here it is. It's called Famous. Here.
All right.
Sweet.
Okay.
Oh, dear Lord. No.
Oh,
I think it's adorable.
You do?
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, how old is he, 12?
Yeah, I was into the kid until I heard that song. Wow. That just pushed me over the edge.
I enjoy it.
Let's stay on the music news for a second. So, do you know who J. Cole is, Vinny?
I do.
So, he did something that no other musician...
He's the number one rap album, right? We were just talking about it yesterday.
His new album, K.O.D. He is the first act ever to debut three songs in the top 10 at the same damn time. So, ATM...
You want to hear it?
ATM came in at number 6.
ATM is a dirty term, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It is? Oh, right. Who gave me the signs?
Yeah, it's pointing to my rear and then pointing to my other area.
Yeah, I don't think that you're supposed to do that.
Anyway, that's at number 6. Kevin's Heart is at number 8. These are different songs, by the way. I know they sound similar.
They do.
And then the title track, KOD, slipped in at number 10. Also, all 12 tracks on KOD debuted in the Hot 100. 8 of them made the top 40. So he's the first artist to have 8 songs and 1 album debut in the top 40 twice.
This Good
happened.
For him.
This happened in 2016 with "For Your Eyes Only." So,
Wait, he did that in 2016, or someone else? Oh, so he's been around a bit then.
Yeah.
I don't know this dude. I mean, I know that he's the number one album, but I never really heard him until this album.
I saw him at Allison Lands.
How was
it? You did?
Yeah, he was. Crazy. He really good. He was at the Twin Peaks stage, and
was that with you?
No.
Okay.
I was on side stage that day. I met some of his boys.
You did?
Yeah. It's crazy. These guys are going wild.
What do you mean?
I mean,
what was
doing? You know, the area, there's a lot of free drinks and there's just a bunch of people like crowding and everybody's somebody, on side stage. So they're like, they know him and they're like, "Hey, you're going to go to the after party?" And I was with my lady, so I couldn't go. But it was wild.
Lady.
I mean, they were just like pounding drinks, and I was just like, I couldn't keep up with these cats.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really insane.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Right.
I saw like half the show because I was like, just hanging out.
As much as I love Outside Lands because it is one of the coolest events in the Bay Area, we do live here, so it's a little different. If you fly in, I imagine you do go absolutely crazy.
Yeah. Right. Right, Bryn?
That's right.
Hey, I have a text from a teacher. 707 says, "Middle school teacher here and constantly have to stop kids from yodeling his damn song." It's funny. Kids are picking up on that kind of stuff.
Well, he got famous, and that's one of the things kids like about YouTube.
Be,
yeah,
sure.
It's YouTube famous.
Yeah. Hey, Mariah Carey is announcing her new Las Vegas residency. It's called The Butterfly Returns. So in case you missed her that first time around, you can catch her up. She's going to be at the Coliseum at Caesar's Palace for this new residency. And I believe that's where she was last time she had a show going on there. So that is beginning in July and extending through September.
Who am in?
I'm so into you.
Will you go to that?
If I go to Vegas to see anything, there are two shows I see every single time I go, or one of the two.
Is
I
one of them
go
O?
Cirque du Soleil O, and then Cirque du Soleil Ka.
So you wouldn't go see Mariah Carey?
Not over those two.
You wouldn't see Elton John?
Elton John.
O is the best stage show I've ever
seen. But you've already seen it. Why not see like a performer?
I've seen it like 5 times.
Right. So why not watch something else, like something epic?
Like Mariah Carey?
like Elton John. Mariah Carey, we know that she can't
even
sing.
I've seen Elton John a handful of times. He's good. Yeah, he's very good. He's very good.
When you go see those shows again, are they the same?
Yeah, for the most part. They're pretty much the same, yeah.
So you can predict what's going to happen.
I don't know. O is just like the most incredible visual feast for your eyes of anything I've ever seen. It is so beautiful. It's like
a feast for my eyes.
It is a feast for the eyes.
Cause love takes time.
Well, Vinny, since you had to sit through this.
Well, I don't. I actually think this lady's a good singer.
Was, or is. It's not really my thing, but
I can appreciate. In fact, I bought a couple of the records because my kid is super into pop music right now.
Yeah.
And so if she's going to listen to pop music, she should at least hear some of the good ones, right?
Sure.
Because she will go, hey, thingy that play does stuff.
Uh-huh. My device at
play
home.
Play pop music. And then it's mostly stuff we play, really. Uh-huh. You know, a lot of the current big songs, but I've gone back to get that. I don't have any Beyonce, though, just so you know.
Uh-oh. Get her some single ladies.
I don't know. Anyway, what were you going to do?
Hit that one. I'm hoping that you like this band. I think I've heard you talk about it before.
Mastodon! Yes! Yeah, I love Mastodon. What about them?
Mastodon and Dinosaur Jr., who
I've
never heard of.
Dinosaur Jr. too, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Play Feel the Pain. That's a song everybody knows.
All right.
I think it was in a movie or something.
Two of music's loudest and hardest hitting rock bands are joining forces for a North American tour this September.
Oh my God, I love this.
Is this Dinosaur Jr.?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty good. I like it.
I know, they're great. And you know what's funny about this guy? So the singer's name is Jay Maskus. And although the band Dinosaur Jr. just goes off and rocks, he has two albums that are just acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
It's his voice, which is very unique, peculiar, however you want to word it. But it's like a Jack Johnson thing.
Mm.
Just totally acoustic. Mm-hmm. It's really good. I have those albums too. Anyway,
Mastodon, Dinosaur Jr. are coming too. They are going to be, let's see, first of all, in Berkeley on June 29th
at the
Greek Theater.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then they're in town again, Vinny. They're going to do a couple dates away and then be back in San Francisco July 5th. And, you know, they're actually going to be back at Berkeley at the Greek Theater, UC Berkeley. So two Berkeley shows.
I am texting Jane right now.
You gonna ask her for tickets?
Well, yeah. Yes. When is that?
Okay, so the two dates are 6/29 and 7/5.
Oh, it's kind of soon.
Yeah.
Oh, stoked. Okay.
Greek Theater. Yeah,
but
ask her to hook you up.
Get by his real name.
Sing it, Brad.
Anyway,
all right, Vinny, we got news coming up. You got anything you want to tease?
No, well, I don't actually, but I do want to remind everyone. So Sarah's out, but we are live. We appreciate you being with us. I'll get the news, and we've got more stuff to give away, so stay tuned. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That's Kelly Clarkson. It's Tuesday morning, 7:41 a.m., and Sarah's out by now. I would imagine you've noticed. She had poison oak. We don't know what the deal is, why she was, her tummy hurt, and what else is going on there. But she took a day today, so
yeah,
we're here live and we're doing stuff. I've got news coming up in a second.
The Radio Alice Report.
This Alice Report is brought to you. We're going to kill Bryn. He's running the board because Sarah usually does that. And he's also running his sound effects from a different area of the studio.
It's
so
fun watching him bounce around,
yeah,
though.
I think he's going to be worn.
Good
by
my Apple Watch. Yeah. I'm closing my ring.
Yeah,
all
there
right.
You go.
You're like Tigger bouncing everywhere.
Started. Here's what's happening. So the Sharks lost last night. The Warriors play tonight. Should be a big star-studded event. And hopefully we get another W. We're up one on the Pelicans right now.
All
so
right.
I'm sure that's a 7:30 game time. Actually, I've got it right here. Let's see. Yes, 7:30 game time tonight at home. So the Golden State killer story has taken over the news cycle. I don't have anything in particular brand new to bring you about the guy himself, but one of the stories I saw this morning was about a guy named Craig Coley. For 38 years, he sat in a California prison serving time for a rape and double murder he did not commit. And they're now saying it looks like the Golden State Killer is the guy who committed those crimes.
Really?
So this guy sat in jail for
38 years of his life, and he was innocent.
Wow.
They're saying that DNA evidence has cleared him, and he was pardoned last November, and they're now thinking the Golden State Killer's the guy who committed the crime.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, I'm not always a lawsuit guy. In fact, I think that it's embarrassing that we all sort of try to farm lawsuit to get paid and quit our jobs. But in that case, 38 years rotting in a prison, you get millions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess, who do you blame, though? It's not, no one
tried to railroad you. I don't know. Do you do it against the state of California? It's in California, right?
Yeah. I don't know.
Yikes. Poor guy.
38 years.
No money can make up for that time.
No. Those are the years you would have done all the stuff.
Right.
Had kids, gotten married, done, or whatever your thing is.
Mm-hmm. So you're gonna hate what I'm about to tell you, but only 21 states have compensation on the law, on the books, for, you know, wrongful conviction. Mm-hmm. Louisiana ponies up. $15,000 for each year you're in prison.
I've heard of, is that the most? Because I've heard of $10,000 a year.
Alabama pays $50,000. California pays $100,000. What? Oh, $100 per day. So
he needs to sue Louisiana?
Well, you gotta get way more than this. I mean,
I know, 38 years, man. And these are the years. Those are the years, your young years, where you would have met people to love and had kids or traveled, whatever, who knows, or sat and watched TV. Maybe that's your thing.
In 2014, there was a guy that was in jail in Chicago for a wrongful conviction, and his lawyers were able to get him $40 million.
Yeah, see, that's what I want.
I want $40 million too.
If you take my youth away from me wrongfully, I want like millions.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to go crazy in my old age and have
go
some
crazy.
Fun.
Yeah, it should be millions. I mean, for goodness sakes. I mean, you're sitting there in a little room for years.
Oh, imagine whatever bad things happened to him, too.
Yeah.
Anybody go to prom?
I did. Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did once.
You did too?
Yeah, ninth grade.
Oh,
ninth grade? You could go to prom in ninth grade?
If your date is older.
Oh, you had an older woman?
Oh, check you out.
Yeah.
That sounds like a humble brag.
And then I was, well, you asked if I went to prom.
Was she a junior or senior?
I'm not sure if she was a junior. She might have been a junior.
She had to be a junior or a senior. She couldn't have gone either.
Yeah, I mean, they do have junior proms, right?
Yeah. Well, junior, for me, it was
she's
junior.
2 years older than me.
Let me ask you a question. Did you guys get a hotel room that night?
No, we didn't.
So you slept at home that night?
Yes.
Like you went to the prom and then you went home.
I don't remember what I did that night.
Were there alcoholic beverages and other substances
that
night?
I'm sure there was afterwards. I don't remember the after party, though.
Did you go to prom? It's prom season. I'm about to tell a prom story.
I went to two proms. One for my high school and then one for the boys' high school.
And this was the same boyfriend you had? So was it the same guy for both proms?
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. And did you guys get a hotel that night, or did you both have to be home that night?
Well, I had to be home that night, but we did get a room both times.
Oh, snap.
And still went home?
Mm-hmm. Would you think my dad's going to let me stay out all night?
Derek just went to prom.
To go home.
Oh,
he did?
Over the weekend.
I didn't see any pictures.
It's prom season, so if you, I know a lot of people quit Facebook, but if you go and look at Facebook, most of your friends' kids are going to prom right now.
I went to the Men's Warehouse the other day to get fitted, and man, the whole place was filled. Like, they were like so chaotic because there were so many kids getting fitted for tuxes and rentals that they were like, dude, this is the worst time to come in. I'm like, oh, sorry.
Dude, why were you going in?
Because there's a wedding coming up next week.
Your wedding?
This Saturday.
Whose wedding?
My wedding. A good friend of mine. Nelson and Christine, congratulations.
Oh, shame. Hey, do you like this girl Derek's dating? What's her name? And, like, is this his girlfriend?
She's a minor. Don't say too much.
Yeah, I like her. She's a very nice girl. I don't know very much about her. I've met her once or twice.
How long have they been together?
That's really, like, not clear. That's blurry because he doesn't tell me all the facts, you know?
Right.
And they did get a hotel afterwards. I don't know if she went to that because she's not allowed to do certain things past a certain hour.
Well, as she shouldn't be allowed to do certain things.
I've talked to
things.
Her mom before.
Right.
But
he got a room?
A bunch of his friends got a room for an after party.
So that's what we did too.
Yeah.
In fact, because I've flown to John Wayne Airport a couple times in the last couple years to go do some Disneyland events, we drive by the Embassy Suites where we were.
Oh, that's where it was.
I'm like, that's the place where we were. Well, we weren't arrested, but the police busted the party we were throwing, threw us all out of our room. And as I'm exiting, I pulled the key, the little key card off the countertop.
Mm-hmm. So you can come back.
So we could come back. So as soon as they cleared us out, they split. We went back in and like losers sat there all night drinking the beer in the tub. The girls left. They were like, you guys are such losers. We're out of here.
Right. We're going to go have fun.
Well, or go home. Anything's funner than sitting, hiding in a room now that you've been thrown from. Because we couldn't make a peep.
Mm-hmm.
So everyone's like, shh.
Come on, girls, stay. Oh, no, you're going to leave?
Yeah, no music. Yeah. Losers. Anyway, it is prom season, so this story has gone viral.
Uh-oh.
It's a Twitter hit. It's got 12 million views, which is viral, right? Yeah. Easily.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a girl named Morgan. She lives in Utah. She's been suffering from something called conversion disorder following a surgery last summer. Conversion disorder is a neurological condition that can cause paralysis, blindness, and other issues of your central nervous system. And doctors still aren't sure what causes it, but it is what she's suffering from following a surgery. So Morgan's prom date is a kid named Tarek. In the video they're taking here, which has gone viral, it takes him a second to see that she's walking on her own. And he almost falls off the front porch when he realizes that she's up and walking.
Wow.
He immediately runs in and gives her a big hug. And the other cool thing is, while that's obviously a big highlight and super heartwarming because she's having some... I mean, what is she? Did I say? Is she like 17? She's a kid. She's a high school kid. So she's young and she's suffering from this disorder. But then they voted her prom queen.
Aww.
Isn't that neat?
Yes.
So she goes to prom and all the kids because.
That's beautiful.
It's a neat story, right?
Yeah. I like it.
I like it too. Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Got a couple of those.
Vinny, someone's calling us, hey, mathletes. So $100 a day for 38 years equals over $1.3 million. So not too shabby, I suppose.
I didn't even listen to the numbers when you guys were doing that part.
Yeah.
That stuff doesn't even penetrate. Numbers don't work for me.
Me neither.
At all. None.
At
zero.
All? Yeah.
Don't forget, we have Clusterfest tickets coming up. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. We saw Mariah last year in Vegas. No, she doesn't have the 19-year-old flawless voice and changes keys on certain songs to make it easier for her, but she still sings live and sounds great.
Yeah, right.
We have heard some bad audio, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I'm 52, but every time Feel the Pain comes on, my windows go down and I turn it up to 11. That's that Dinosaur Jr. song.
Okay, I was thinking either that's Mastodon or Dinosaur Jr. Did you write Jane?
I haven't. Oh, I got to remember to do that. Let's see. No, Sarah. Is it the poison oak? We don't know what's wrong. She definitely has poison oak. You can see that on her.
Yes.
But something, she was having stomach problems yesterday, and she thought she just needed to fart. I was telling her
you're giving her a technique.
I was telling her to do bicycle kicks.
And
I've heard
I said,
that
go
works.
In the far studio.
But we don't know what it is. So I'm sure she'll be back tomorrow. Hopefully she's seeing a doc today.
Yeah, I hope so.
I'm going to bet not, but anyway.
Well, it worries me, the part about her not being able to concentrate, almost fainting. There's a couple things there that you need to go see someone.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm done with tech. So we'll be back with those Clusterfest tickets right after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.